Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches infrastructure projects worth over 17,300 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister to also release 16th installment of PM Kisan scheme from Yavatmal in Maharashtra this evening. Himachal Pradesh Public Works Department Minister Vikram Aditya Singh decides to resign from cabinet. One of the largest consignment of 3,100 kilograms of drugs seized off Gujarat coast. National Science Day been celebrated across the country today. And in Ranji Trophy number 10 and 11 in Mumbai's team, Tanush Kotiyan and Tushar Deshpande create history by scoring centuries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched infrastructure projects worth over 17,300 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu today. In Thoothukudi, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the Outer Harbour Container Terminal at V.O. Chidambaranar Port. The terminal will transform the port into a transshipment hub for the East Coast, leveraging India's coastline and geographic location to enhance competitiveness in global trade. It will also boost employment and economic growth in the region. Prime Minister also inaugurated projects to establish the Chidambaranar Port as India's first green hydrogen hub port, including a desalination plant, hydrogen production and bunkering facility. He also launched India's first indigenous green hydrogen fuel cell inland waterway vessel as a part of the Harit Nauka initiative, highlighting India's commitment to clean energy solutions and net zero goals. Prime Minister also dedicated tourist facilities and 75 lighthouses across 10 states and union territories and unveiled rail projects aimed at doubling the Vanchi Maniyachi and Nagar Coil rail line and the Melapalayam and Aral Vaimoli section. The doubling project will help in reducing travel time for the trains heading towards Chennai from Kanyakumari, Nagarkoil and Tirunelveli. Four road projects in Tamil Nadu were also inaugurated to enhance connectivity, promote socio-economic growth and facilitate pilgrimage visits in the region. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said that India's first hydrogen fuel cell vessel will be travelling to Kashi and it will be considered a gift from the people of Tamil Nadu to his constituency, Varanasi. The Prime Minister said that Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat program is strengthening through such moves. He said that the hydrogen fuel cell will provide a sustainable development to the country's future. He said that the infrastructure projects implemented by the centre in Tamil Nadu has been huge in the past 10 years. He said that the ruling DMK government in the state is preventing the media from publishing the achievements of his government and accused the previous UPA regime for not bothering to develop the state. The Prime Minister said that the government has given a boost to the maritime sector, which has ensured a multi-fold growth. He said multi-modal projects which were launched today will provide clean transportation and lessen the cost of travelling through waterways.
Maritime sector aur waterway sector ke vikas ka seedha matlab hai Tamil Nadu jaise rajya ka vikas. Aap dekhiye pichle ek dashak mein akele VOC port par traffic 35% bada hai. Is safalta mein Bharat sarkar ke Sagar Mala jaise project ki ek badi bhumika hai.
He said that the maritime sector needs to have sound infrastructure to ensure growth and development in the future.
Maritime sector ki growth kai guna hone ja rahi hai aur uska bada labh samudri tat ke rajyon ke aur sath sath Tamil Nadu ko milna tay hai aur isse mere desh ke yuva bete betiyon ko rozgar ke anek naye avsar milne wale. Tamil Nadu vikas ke is marg par aane wale samay mein aur tezi se aage badhega.
The Prime Minister said that because of the central government schemes, the state has a rail infrastructure of 1300 kilometers and rail passengers have world-class facilities. Speaking at the occasion, Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan said that in the last 10 years, 11 lakh crore worth projects were implemented in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Yavatmal in Maharashtra this evening. Prime Minister will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple infrastructure projects related to rail, road and irrigation worth over 4,900 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will also release 16th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme worth over 21,000 crore rupees at a public meeting from Yavatmal. Prime Minister will also disburse revolving fund of 825 crore rupees to 5.5 lakh women self-help groups SAGs of Maharashtra at convention of SAGs at Yavatmal. Prime Minister will inaugurate rail projects in Maharashtra. These projects include Wardha Kalam broad gauge line and new Ashti Amaler broad gauge line. The new broad gauge lines will improve connectivity of the Vidarbha and Marathwada regions and give a fillip to the development. A big consignment of over 3,100 kilograms of drugs was seized in a joint operation carried out by the Indian Navy, the Gujarat Police and the Narcotics Control Bureau. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, pursuing the Prime Minister's vision of a drug-free Bharat, the agencies today achieved success in making the biggest offshore seizure of drugs in the nation. He said in a joint operation carried out by the NCB, the Navy and the Gujarat Police, a gigantic consignment of 3,132 kilograms of drugs was seized. He also lauded the government's unwavering commitment to make the nation drug-free. He further congratulated the NCB, the Navy and the Gujarat Police for this achievement. The apprehension of this contraband marks the largest seizure of narcotics in terms of quantity in the recent times. The seized items comprised of charas, methamphetamine and morphine. This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Himachal Pradesh Assembly Speaker Kuldeep Singh Pathania today suspended 15 BJP MLAs, including Leader of the Opposition Jairam Thakur, and adjourned the House. The BJP members, however, refused to leave, following which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon amidst the uproar. Jairam Thakur said BJP is apprehensive that the Speaker might suspend the BJP MLAs so that the budget can be passed in the Vidhan Sabha. He said the Rajya Sabha election has made it clear that the Congress government is in the minority and demanded the resignation of Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu. The move comes a day after the BJP won the state's lone Rajya Sabha seat with its candidate Harsh Mahajan, defeating Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi due to cross-voting by MLAs of the state's ruling Congress party. Himachal Pradesh Public Works Department Minister Vikram Aditya Singh has announced that he will resign from the post the day after Congress's debacle in the Rajya Sabha elections. Conversing with the media, he said that it is not correct for him to continue in the government in the current circumstances.
हमारी ओर से इंटेंशन पूरा था, काम करने का नजरिया पूरा था और उसको हमने डिलीवर करने का हर संभव प्रयास इन स्पाइट ऑफ ऑल प्रॉब्लम्स जो है वो किया है। मगर मुझे दुख के साथ ये बात कहनी पड़ रही है कि देयर वाज फ्रॉम सम क्वार्टर्स अटेम्प्ट्स टू ह्यूमिलेट मी। अगर हमारी आवाज को या हमारे अस्तित्व को कोई दबाने का या कोई मिटाने की कोशिश करेगा, उस चीज को मैं टॉलरेट करने वाला नहीं हूं। ये बात मैं बिल्कुल स्पष्ट शब्दों से कह देना चाहता हूं।
Vikram Aditya Singh is son of former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Bir Bhadra Singh and is an MLA from Shimla Rural. Vikram Aditya Singh has accused Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu of overlooking MLAs and disrespecting his father and Congress's tallest leader in the Hill State. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Anurag Singh Thakur has accused the Congress government in Himachal Pradesh of having failed to fulfill promises made to the people of the state. In reply to a question over suspension of BJP MLAs in Himachal Pradesh Assembly by the Speaker, the Minister told the reporters that the action of the Speaker is inappropriate.
हिमाचल की जनता किसी बाहर वाले को भी राज्यसभा के उम्मीदवार के रूप में जो कांग्रेस लाई उसको स्वीकार नहीं था। ये कांग्रेस के नेताओं को विधायकों को भी स्वीकार नहीं था। साथ ही साथ एक मौका था अपना आक्रोश दिखाने का, वो उन्होंने दिखाया है। लेकिन जो स्पीकर महोदय ने किया, अगर उनके पास नंबर्स नहीं है तो उसका पहला उदाहरण उन्होंने खुद दे दिया है कि बीजेपी के विधायकों पर गाज गिरा रहे हैं, जहां एक और उनके अपने कांग्रेस के विधायक छोड़कर जा रहे हैं।
The CPIM announced candidates for the upcoming general elections in the 15 Lok Sabha seats in Kerala, including former state ministers K.K. Shailja and T.M. Thomas Isaac. Actor-turned-MLA Mukesh and V. Joy have also been chosen to contest the Lok Sabha polls. Two sitting MPs, A.M. Arif and Ilamaram Karim, have been included in the list. CPIM announced its candidates last evening. A comprehensive voter awareness campaign, Mera Pehla Vote Desh Ke Liye, has been organized in higher education institutions across the country from today to ensure universal, enlightened participation of youth in the elections. The main objective of the initiative is to engage and encourage young voters to come out and vote and to convey the importance of voting for the larger good of the nation. The program will continue till the 6th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged people from all walks of life to spread the message about the campaign titled Mera Pehla Vote Desh Ke Liye among first-time voters. President Draupadi Murmu today graced the third convocation ceremony of the Central University of Jharkhand held in Cherry Manatu campus of the University at Ranchi. At the heart of the convocation ceremony, President Murmu today conferred the Chancellor's Medal to three exceptional students and awarded gold medals to 58 of the 67 graduating students, including 32 women, acknowledging the outstanding academic achievements. President Murmu, addressing the convocation, said that the gesture not only celebrates the meritorious performances of these students, but also serves as an inspiration for future scholars to strive for excellence in their academic pursuits. National Science Day has been celebrated across the country today. The theme of this year's Science Day is Indigenous Technologies for Viksit Bharat, emphasizing the importance of homegrown technologies in shaping the future of India. The Department of Science and Technology will organize a function in New Delhi to commemorate the outstanding discovery of Raman's effect by great Indian physicist Sir C.V. Raman. For this discovery, Raman got the highest global award, Nobel Prize, in the year 1930. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of National Science Day. On to sports. In Ranji Trophy, Mumbai's Tanush Kotiyan and Tushar Deshpande created history by becoming the first batters in 78 years to score centuries at number 10 and 11. They achieved the feat during the quarterfinal match against Vadodara at the BKC ground yesterday. Chandu Sarwate and Shute Banerjee were the first pair to achieve the milestone in 1946 while playing for the Indians against Surrey at the Oval. Teaming up for the last wicket in Mumbai's second innings at the overnight score of 337 for 9, Kotiyan remained unbeaten on 120, including 10 fours and 4 sixes, while Deshpande fell for 123 with 10 fours and 8 sixes. In Delhi Open Tennis, the match between Indian duo of Niki Kalyanda Punacha and Ritvik Chaudhary Bolipali against Ryuki Matsuda of Japan and Muhammad Rifki Fitriadi of Indonesia, the men's doubles pre-quarters, is underway at the Delhi Lawn Tennis Association complex. Fitriadi and Matsuda is leading the match by 7-6, 3-4 when reports came in last. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches infrastructure projects worth over 17,300 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister to also release 16th installment of PM Kisan scheme from Yavatmal in Maharashtra this evening. Himachal Pradesh Public Works Department Minister Vikram Aditya Singh decides to resign from cabinet. One of the largest consignment of 3100 kilograms of drugs seized off Gujarat coast. National Science Day has been celebrated across the country today. And in Ranji Trophy number 10 and 11 in Mumbai's team, Tanush Kotiyan and Tushar Deshpande create history by scoring centuries. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app, And with that, we end the Midday News.